So when to think that the stars are only a cause for us to have things and the things that go on this earth, whether it is the drought or floods or wars and so on and so forth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us that the stars are causes for those things. So therefore, this third category is not permissible to believe in it. What is left is the knowledge of at-takyir, the knowledge of the motions of the stars. This knowledge of the motion of the stars is permissible, because by the motion of the stars you know where you are, what direction you are in. You can know what season you are in, and you can know the season for rain, the season for vegetation, the season for certain things, because people have said when this star comes, rain will come. But that does not mean rain is due to the star, but it's the timing. They are making a timing. When the star comes, this is the time when it's rain for the rain to come. But they are not saying the star is the cause for the rain. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the Quran about the stars being signs for us to see our direction. And here in Sahih al-Bukhari, Qatada said, and this is Mu'allaq narration, that Qatada said, Allah has created the stars for three things: a beautification for the sky, and shooting stars against the devil, and signs for you to find your direction. As far as justification for the sky, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. We have beautified the sky with مصابيح, with the stars. And we made those stars as something to throw on and to hit the shayateen with. Because the shayateen, they used to go up in the sky and try to listen to what is being decided, for them to take this information and to tell and to transmit this information to Al-Kuhan. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, as far as the Al-Nujum bin Alamat wa bin Nujum hum yahtadun. So in the due to the stars you can find your direction. And then the hadith says, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ مُؤْمِنُ الْخَمْرِ وَمُصَدِّقٌ بِالسِّحْرِ وَقَاطِعٌ الرَّحْمِ. Three types of people that will not enter paradise: a person who is alcoholic, a person who believes in witchcraft, and the person who does not connect his family. The hadith was brought for us here because it has a part of it, وَمُصَدِّقٌ بِالسِّحْرِ. But for us to clarify some aspects of this hadith, when the hadith negating those three people from entering paradise, this negation that does not mean those people are disbelievers. Because everything is subjected to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said in the Quran, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. Allah does not forgive anyone who takes partners with Allah, but Allah forgives any other sin. So this chapter was included in the book of Al-Tawheed, for us to know what is the purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the stars for us, and what is the beneficial aspect of the science of astrology, and what is the science of astrology that is not really a science, but it's full of its qualities and bigger and light, for us to not to depend on the stars to try to know the affairs of this life. Tell us this, for example.
The rules of being in the stars, the revelation of where we came from.
Yes, those who claim that the stars were created to handle the affairs of this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, if the stars were created to influence our life and death and things of this nature, Allah would have told us in the Quran. Because when Allah talked about the stars in the Quran, He said to us, the stars were created for this and this and the other. And He was telling us to show us His bounties over us. So if the stars were created to have any influence on our life and death and so on and so forth, Allah will have told us in the Quran. So. Clear? That we did not mention, so we mention it now. You know, the moon has different phases. Sometimes we'll be in phase 1, phase 2, 28 phases. Some people say if the moon is in the phase of Al-Aqab, then do not travel, it's not good to travel. And if the moon is in the phase of this and this, you can marry. And if you're in this phase, do not do this or do that. Learning those phases is not permissible, because that is connected to the knowledge of astrology and so on and so forth. But if the people are learning the phases of the moon for timing purposes, which is a true knowledge, a correct knowledge, it's permissible to do so. Okay, because the hadith says, and the one who believes in witchcraft. Now we go to the next chapter. And the chapter is Bab ma ja'a fi al-istifa'i fi al-anwa'. The chapter of speaking rain through al-anwa', the stars and the different lunar phases. And the first ayah is وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ. And instead of thanking Allah for the provision He gives you, on the contrary, you deny Him by disbelief and say that we have rain because of such and such lunar phase and such lunar star. So this is what it means by the ayah وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ. So this chapter that we have mentioned, this ayah, and it describes seeking rain through the lunar phases. If people are seeking rain from those stars and those phases, that in of itself is disbelief. If they are asking the stars to give them rain, or they are asking the moon to give them rain, this is disbelief. But if they are attributing the rain to the stars, they say, we have the rain because the moon is in this phase. So we have rain because the moon is in this phase. This is also part of disbelieving in the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith says, the hadith, أَرْضَعُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي مِنْ أَمْرِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ لَا يَحْتِمَهُنَّ الفقه بالأحساب والطعن في الأنساب والاستقفاء بالنجوم والنياحة. وقال والنائحة إذا لم تتب قبل موتها تقام يوم القيامة وعليها سربال من حصان ودرع من جرد. رواه مسلم. This hadith, it says, four practices from the practices of Al-Jahiliya, my nation will not leave them. Meaning my nation collectively will still have those practices. The first practice is boasting about your forefathers. And the second practice is degrade the third part. And the fourth one is al-niyaha. Al-niyaha is the crying when a person dies. And the type of niyaha when people cry and they imitate the sound of the pigeon. Do you know how the pigeon cries? This word al-niyaha, it came from the sound of al-pigeon. أقول وقر ناحت بقربي حمامته for sake. And people intentionally cry like this and they make this sound and they raise their voice with it. And this is why it's written a lot of the Muslims and a lot of the women. So the Prophet ﷺ tells us those four practices remain in the Muslim nation. So the hadith, part that is related to our chapter is al-istisqa bil nujum. And that is to say, either the rain came because of the stars, or the stars created actually the rain. The people believe that the stars are creating the rain, this is just belief. But if the people attributing the rain because to the stars, this is not believing correctly in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this issue will be clarified in the second hadith, hadith of Zayd bin Khalid radiallahu anhu. قال صلى لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الصبح بالحديبية على أسر سماء كانت من ليل إلى الليل. فلما انصرف أقبل على الناس فقال هل تدرون ماذا قال ربكم؟ قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم. قال أصبح من عبادي مؤمن بي وكافر. فأما من قال مصرنا بفضل الله ورحمته فذلك مؤمن بي كافر بالكوكب، وأما من قال مصرنا بنوع كذا وكذا فذلك كافر بي مؤمن بالكوكب. بالكواكب. In this hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he prayed Fajr in Al-Hudaybiyah is based in Mecca, and there was rain in the night. When he finished the prayer, he said, "Do you know what the Lord has said?" They said, "Allah and His Messenger know better." He said, "Your Lord said that my slaves, some of them are believers now, and some of them are disbelievers. Those who say we got the rain due to the bounty and the favor of Allah, those people, they believe in me and they disbelieve in the kawakib, in the stars. So those who say we got the rain because of this and this star and that and this star, those people, they are disbelievers in me and believers in the stars. Because they are attributing the rain to the stars." So we know that part in believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly is not to say we are getting rain because of this star or that star, but we are getting the rain because of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that in of itself, that does not mean we cannot say when this star comes, this is the rain season. Because this is only a matter of time. Just like when you say, when the winter months come, it's cold. You are timing the coolness to the winter months. And also you are timing when the rain season starts and this star is in this specific phase. But those people who say that when the star in this specific phase, he is causing the rain, and he is the reason for that rain, those people, they are not attributing the rain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and we have learned before in Al-Tawheed, for us to attribute everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the effector of the causes. Just like that we have mentioned before, even if you take, you have a headache and you take yourself of aspirin, you do not say the aspirin heals me. If you say that, you are attributing the healing to the aspirin. You say, by the help of Allah, Allah created healing power in their medicine. So all our dependence should be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the true and the one effector of everything. And everything gets affected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, it's not correct on our part to say the rain was due to this and this star and this and this star. And nowadays people do not say that, but they say the rain was due to al-muntaqad al-jawi that's coming from Siberia, and the cold wind that's coming from the Siberia, and the cold wind that's coming from this, and what is called in the United States the Niño?
The El Niño.
They say all this weather condition is caused by the El Niño. So they attribute everything to the El Niño, changing the weather condition, heat or cold, coolness or whatever it is. They're not attributing things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but attributing things to causes. And they are claiming those are the causes. So we have no verification of those are true causes or not true causes. Therefore a Muslim should always depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from that we know the relation of that to At-Tawheed. Because what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those four things will remain in my nation, and you are from the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make sure that you are free from those things. Free from bragging about your forefathers. My forefather did this, my cousin was that, my uncle was that, my great-grandfather was this. Okay, alhamdulillah, they did all of that and they died. What are you doing now? Just sitting there and counting what they have done? Why don't you be motivated and do something for the sake of Allah? All what you can do is sit here and count. And the other one is a ta'an fil ansab, degrading the people. So who is the son of so and so? He is the son of the barber. He is the son of the doctor. He is the son of the leader. And yet people count it. This is some of the attributes of that fear of al-jahiliya. And the fourth one is al-qa' al-wujud. To seek rain from the stars, or to attribute the rain to the stars. And the fourth one is al-niyah. If all of those things remain in the Muslim, make sure that you are free from those.
ولهما من حديث ابن عباس بمعناه وفيه قال بعضهم لقد خلق نور كذا وكذا فأنزل الله فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم إلى قومه وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون. And in Bukhari and Muslim also have similar hadith from Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, where it has been said that Allah will give the following verse when some say that it rains because of such and such a star. When they said that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ, I swear by the position of the stars. إِنَّهُ وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. It's verily a great oath. It is a Qur'an Kareem. What you have with you is a Qur'an Kareem. See, Kitabun Maslun in a preserved book, only touched by Al-Mutahharun. This Qur'an is revealed from the Lord of everything. In this Qur'an that you are not believing, and it says
for the provision that Allah gives you, on the contrary, you deny the bounties of Allah. So this, the benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala received those ayat when it was said that the rain came according or because of such and such star. Because since they said because of such and such star, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I swear by the positions of the stars that this is a great oath, and go on the hadith. And then it says, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنُ كَرِيمٌ, that this is Quran Kareem. Our Quran is Kareem. Kareem, this meaning the word Kareem in general. And also it has a lot of benefits in it. And this is our book. It has a lot of benefits in it. And a lot of good in it. Therefore, when the people hold on to the book, they will receive a lot of blessings in their life. And also the second explanation of فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ is not the stars that in the sky, but النُّجُومِ is when the Qur'an was revealed. Because it says in the hadith of Al-Qur'an, رُزِلَ مُنَجَّمًا, that the Qur'an came in part, not all together. Because, and this also explanation is correct, because we are talking about the Qur'an from those ayat. So at any rate, we know from this chapter and the benefit that we need to get from this chapter that al-istifa' bil-anwa' is something that represents deficiency in our tawheed, or might engage our tawheed. Therefore, we have to make sure that the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the, when the rain comes, we attribute that to Allah, and we do not attribute that to the angels or to the stars or to the moon or so on and so forth. And we go through the issues inshaAllah.
Explanation of the verses from Allah. Before and desirable comfort of pre-Islamic period, the kufr contains the primitive. And some acts of disbelief do not expel one from the religion. The statement of Allah in this morning, some of Allah may remain as true believers, and some became disbelievers due to the favor of the fell upon. The understanding of the man in such a circumstance. The understanding of kufr in such a circumstance.
Good. Sometimes people do not relate those issues to tawheed. They just speak haphazardly without thinking about how is that related to a tawheed. But a person who understands tawheed will be watchful of his tongue and always saying things that reflect his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it time to make the adhan? Okay, go ahead.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة لا إله إلا الله
the understanding of the statement in response to the question is verified, the reason for the question is that the scholar is teaching to students by way of a question to explain the issue, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do you know what your Lord has revealed?"
So that's important. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks this question, he knows for sure that he did not know. Nobody can say, "Yes, I know." So somebody will say, "Why did he ask if he knows for sure that they do not know the answer?" So this is a method of education. You ask somebody, even though you know that they do not know, for you to motivate them to get to know the answer, to put in them the zeal to know this information. And we find out in the first chapter of Al-Tawheed, we have something similar to that, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said 70,000 people will enter paradise without any reckoning, and he got up and left. So the people were like, "Who are those people?" And they started asking questions. So we see how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was educating the people and also making it interesting and making the people alert to know what is going on. Go on.
What is your promise to the bewailing women?
The bewailing women, al-Nayha. What is al-Niyaha? Al-Niyaha is to cry with a voice. And this Niyaha represents two things. Represents grief, and not only grief. You see a person who has nothing to do with that deceit. He hears a woman crying, he starts crying. Because she is crying so heavily. And also that represents not accepting the destiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no patience in dealing with the destiny of Allah azza wa jalla. And that is not similar, nor is comparable to simple crying or simple tears. If a person is in pain or in those type of situations, if he cries, or his voice, or even his voice is heard while he is crying, but this is something that is not trying to go over the limit, just something that he is trying to contain in himself, but this is what he is able to, that is permissible. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he cried when his son died. And they asked him, "What is that, O Prophet of Allah?" He said, "This is Ar-Rahman." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make us sinful by our eyes and by our tears, but by the tongue. So, and the bewailer woman uses her tongue to cry and to make a big thing out of it. So having said that, we have finished this chapter. If you have a question or two, we can answer them before we go to the Isha prayer, inshaAllah. Yes.
That's all of it correctly connected to Al-Qiyar. That's what you say. Don't say that. If you say that, it's going to happen. Or don't do that. All of that is connected to Al-Qiyar. And what it means for us, you have Al-Fa'l. You have the Fa'l, which is a correct statement, a motivational statement, an encouragement statement for you to get what you are after, inshaAllah. So say, do not say that because that is him or something like that. That is, you don't know that to be that part under a seal. But we're going to be dealing with al-hasad, envy or him, different than a seal.
Well,
that's
what
you're saying when you take a message, not from me. Yeah, of course. Because nothing on the word that is, it's not connected to that. But whether you're not in the wood or you're not in rock or you knock your head over the wall, it has nothing to do with stopping things from happening. But that is connected to al-hasad. What is stop the harmful effect of al-hasad is for you to read قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِالسَّلَاةِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِالنَّاسِ. And when a person sees something that he likes, say تبارك الله. That will stop al-hasad. And if you're not in the mood, does not stop the hasad. But the hasad is not connected to al-qiyar. By answering this question, we finish inshaAllah our session tonight.